قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبق المفردون. Wow, this is beautiful. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the companions, سبق. The word سبق means to exceed, to surpass, okay, to excel. سباق is a race, right? So when Sayyidah Aisha beat the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a race, in Sahih Bukhari says, سبقتني, 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 like you defeated me, you surpassed me, you passed me by, right? So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام says, سبق المفردون, مفردون, from فرد, فرد with a dal. فرد means one. Farid is someone that has no equal, like a unique person. So the Prophet is saying that the Mufarrid has surpassed others. Those people who are alone. You know, subhanAllah, there is some really beautiful commentary on Al-Mufarridun. These Mufarridun who have busied themselves with Allah's remembrance have surpassed everyone else. Meaning, sabaqa, they have surpassed them in achieving the maghfirah, the forgiveness of Allah. Or they have surpassed others in the rewards that await them with Allah. Or they have surpassed others in drawing nearer to Jannah. Subhanallah. There are a number of ulama who say that al-mufarridun are those people who are lonely. And they occupy their loneliness with Allah. Subhanallah, man. Subhanallah. There's another interpretation that I'll share with you that I found also really beautiful. Because, you know, a lot of times we talk about young people, young people, young people. But we also have a lot of wonderfully talented, brilliant, beautiful elderly people in our community, mashallah. And we can't forget about them. A capitalistic system commodifies youth in a way that the entire community finds its value through youth, because once youth is gone, you can never get it again. But they will sell products to you that promise you glimpses of your youth again. Remember this, man. We have to be very careful that we do not allow these kind of values to soak our lives. There is beauty in getting older, man. There is beauty in being old. And a society which is so steeped in the material may detest the elderly because the elderly remind them of death. Whereas our scholars say the best way to raise a child is with the parents and the grandparents. The parents teach them how to live for dunya, and the grandparents teach them how to live for akhirah. Allahu Akbar. That takes us to the next hadith, the third hadith from Abdullah ibn Busrin.